Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 11. Ram meets the monkeys. Scene 9. Vali gives up his life. At that moment, Tara ran out of the city, crying for her husband. She saw the monkeys, who were Vali's followers. They were running about in all directions, seized with the fear of Lord Ram. Tara stopped some of them and asked why they were fleeing. "See there, your mighty husband, struck down by Ram's arrow. Death in the form of Ram is bearing him away. Leave quickly with us, for soon Sugriva will take over the city and drive us out, assisted by Ram's deadly arrows." Tara looked around and saw Vali lying on the ground. Nearby, Ram was leaning on his great bow. With a wail, she ran toward her fallen husband, beating her breast and head. Then she fell at Vali's feet. The lordly ape resembled a mountain struck down by Indra's thunderbolt. Crying out, "My lord!" she rolled about in agony. Angada came there also and dropped to the ground at his father's feet. He was overwhelmed with grief. Tara lamented loudly. "Get up, O tiger among monkeys. Why do you not greet me? Come with me now and lay upon your excellent couch. The bare ground is no place for a king to lay. Alas, it is obvious. The earth is more dear to you than me, for you lie there embracing her with your outstretched arms. What shall I do? Where shall I go? I am lost." Crying like a female osprey, the intelligent Tara thought how her husband had banished Sugriva and stolen his wife. Surely this was the fruit of those sinful deeds. But how could she live now as a widow under the care of Sugriva, Vali's enemy? What would happen to her dear son, Angada? Tara held on to Vali's feet, who still lay unconscious and was barely breathing. Hanuman gently comforted Tara. "Oh, gentle lady, what you see here is the sure end of everyone. All of us shall reap the results of our own deeds only, good or bad. As such, we gain nothing and do nothing for others by lamenting. Vali has reached the end of his allotted lifespan and will now rise to the higher regions. Therefore, Mahashucha, do not grieve." Tara cried out in pain. She had no desire to live without Vali. Laying next to her husband, she determined to fast until death, following the path taken by Vali. As Tara sobbed, Vali opened his eyes and looked slowly about. Seeing Sugriva, he spoke to him affectionately. "Oh, brother, please forgive my evil acts against you. Destiny did not decree that we should share happiness together. Accept now the rulership of the monkeys, for I shall soon depart for the abode of Yamaraj. Vali asked his brother to be merciful to Angada. He also asked that Sugriva carefully protect Tara, always seeking her advice on important matters. Ram's order should be closely followed, and Sugriva should always seek to please Ram. Sugriva, feeling despondent, nodded in assent to Vali's instructions. Vali then took off his celestial gold chain and gave it to Sugriva. Turning to Angada, Vali said in a whisper, "Dear son, I shall now depart from this world. Please remain ever devoted to Sugriva's service. You should see Sugriva just as you do myself." With his eyes rolling in pain and his teeth exposed, Vali gave up his life. His head fell to the side as his last breath gasped out. A great howl of sorrow went up from the many monkeys who stood surrounding Vali. "Alas, our Lord is gone. Who will protect us now? Who can equal Vali in strength and splendor?" Tara and Angada embraced Vali's body, wailing loudly. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare."